I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Earlier in the program, we asked you to name the body of water that separates Greenland from Canada. That's the Davis Strait, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. Now, our global hit takes us to opposite sides of the Davis Strait. Reporter Beto Arcos tells us about two Inuit singers, one from Greenland, the other northern Quebec.
Elisa P. Isaac grew up in Saluit. It's a small, isolated Inuit village in Nunavik, the northernmost region of Quebec. When she was 13, she got her first job.
Which nobody wanted in the village. Everybody took, you know, cashier at the co-op or, you know, stuff like that, working at the school. And the only thing that nobody applied to is the TV and radio station. And I was like, oh, are you guys crazy?
She began working as a radio and TV host. Elisa P. says it was a turning point for her.
I realized that I may be shy, but in front of the camera, I think I sort of transform into another person. Maybe the artist that I wanted to become. So slowly going towards music.
Today, Elisa P. lives in Montreal, where she's recorded two albums. For her latest CD called There Will Be Stars, Elisa P. asked Quebecois folk singer, filmmaker, and activist Richard Desjardins to write a song for her. The song, Moi, Elsie, tells a story of a white man who works in a northern village and then leaves, and it's told from the perspective of young Inuit women.
So I thought it would be nice to sing a song from these girls to this man who's taking the plane in the end of the month and to tell all their dreams and their hopes. Despair, maybe, also.
Comme ces filles dans les baraques, peuplées à mort dans le désordre, avec des cousins qui les traquent dans le garde-robe au bout d'une corde. Il y en a pas une qui se protège de rêver d'être seule avec toi. T'es attirant comme un beau piège, tes lèvres brillent comme un appât.
Elisa P. also writes her own songs in English and in her native language, Inuktitut. She says back in the 1980s, many Inuit feared the loss of their native language. Not in her village, though.
Where I'm from, it's still very, very strong because we're so isolated probably also. But we're still very Inuit-speaking young people. I mean, they become trilingual at one point, but we're still very, very strong with our language. So it really depends where you're from, I think. I think we're so proud of that. I think it's our identity.
Elisa P. Isaac is also an award-winning documentary filmmaker. But she's put that work on hold for now to focus on music. Another singer-songwriter with Inuit roots is Simon Lynch. This is from his debut album titled The Future.
I'm moving with a light I'm opening up inside can live with half a heart. My body knows the game, the keeper of my flame. I'm turning 2-1.
Simon Lynch grew up in a little village on the southern tip of Greenland.
It was very simple. I helped out with the sheep a lot when I was a kid. There's lots of shepherds, so I helped out the neighboring shepherds starting when I was about 5 years old. And there were no stores there, no electricity, no running water. Beautiful place. 4 generations of my family were born there and grew up there.
In his late teens, Lynch moved with his parents to the Danish capital, Copenhagen, where he began to pursue a music career. He says music runs deep in the family. His grandfather is a musician. His father plays the accordion. So Lynch picked up the guitar and began writing soulful, deeply melodic songs like this, The Promised Land.
'Cause he is a man from the south of Greenland. He left for the promised land.
We've had problems in my country with alcoholism.
Lynch says he wrote this song in English and Inuit after meeting a guy who was from a town near his village in Greenland. Lynch says the man's story is part of a bigger, difficult reality.
'Cause he might just be desperately in need of a warm and helping hand. Angun davo inuit nuna.
So a lot of young people from Greenland go to Denmark to get an education, but it's a very different country, it's a very different culture, and often we from Greenland, people get lost in Denmark because they don't feel like they know how to live in that kind of society, and often people turn to the bottle, and this man had done that. But when I started talking to him, he was so intelligent and he was so lucid and told such great stories of where he came from.
'Cause he is a man from the south of Greenland. He left for the promised land.
Simon Lynch now lives in Washington State. He mostly writes and sings in English, but he says he continues to be inspired by his Greenlandic heritage. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
I have traveled to the future, and I like what I saw. I saw the mountains and the rivers and the beauty of us all.
We have music videos from both Simon Lynch and Elisa P. Isaac at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for listening and safe travels.
And if we want to play music, do